in college. She planned to study business and graphic arts. She knew it would be expensive, but she was determined to do everything in her power to make it happen. Irene has some advice for other kids who have moved to the United States from different countries. If you're an immigrant, a lot of things get in your way, Irene says. Always look at them not as obstacles, but as challenges.
So the move to Los Angeles was a big change for Irene, but eventually she got used to the city and became comfortable speaking English. Now Irene belongs to a program called On Ramp Arts. They do lots of cool projects, and Irene thinks they've helped break stereotypes of Latino teens in L.A. She doesn't really say what she means by that, but I can guess that some people in L.A. think of Latino kids as gang members and troublemakers. But when people look at Irene and her classmates and all the cool creative things they've accomplished, those stereotypes don't hold up. So how do you think Irene's story is like the other stories in this book? Well, like a lot of the other kids, Irene discovered that joining a group of people who share and support your interests is a great way to tackle problems, work toward goals, and make positive things happen. Let's go to page 49 and begin the next story.